the currency of our attention. It isn't hard to imagine the scene as the lifeguard did, among the thrashing afternoon revelers, a lone, unmoving figure, face down in the deep end. And from there, both the hyperspeed and slow motion of the what next, the flight from a stiff-backed perch above the pool, the young girl unresponsive, the metronome of compression, the wild paroxysms of a mother helpless at the outskirts, the tunnel of oxygen from one set of lungs to another. The news was good that day. It might have been luck. It might have been good timing. It might have been that 3 weeks into her new job, the lifeguard hadn't spent the currency of her attention on one disaster after another. She gave everything she had in service to the single stranger at her feet. I'm telling you, we all have a breath like that.